Hey, friends, welcome to Jesus and Coffee. We just got through Easter weekend, and although, you know, all through the year, I think about God and Jesus and the sacrifice that Jesus made. But on Easter specifically, it really is a time to slow down and stop and think about all that Jesus had to go through for our salvation. And not just in, you know, the way that we talk about it in church, but like I really had time to process and consider that Jesus was born just to endure everything he went through to ultimately die on the cross, right? Like his only reason for being born was so that he could suffer to give us eternal life. And when I think about that, I think about the fact that we are not exempt from that same story. So although, you know, our stories are not the same as Jesus's, of course, we're not born to virgins and we haven't endured all of the things he's endured. And we're not, you know, in this day and age being, you know, almost slaughtered on our way to carrying our cross, to being hung from it. But if you look at the things that we go through in life, we have our own conditions and our own set of unfavorable circumstances that feel just as bad as enduring the physical abuse. And we have our own cross to carry that feels just as heavy as the one that God, you know, carried as he walked to, you know, the place that would end up being his final demise. And I just, I ask you to consider, right? If you knew, like Jesus knew that he was going to have to die for our sins, that he would have to die so that we would have the option of eternal life in heaven next to our Father, right? If you knew that you would have to go through everything you're going through right now so that in the end, this thing would happen, right? I don't know what the thing is for you. Like for me, I always consider, God, if I have to endure this pain so that my children are better off, I'll do it over and over again. God, if I have to go through these seasons so that someone else out here can learn from my mistakes, then I will. I'll face my consequences over and over again. God, if I have to deal with these pits, you know, or these valleys, so that I can testify of your goodness from the mountaintops, I will over and over again. So I'm asking you that today, I guess. Whatever your end looks like, whatever that thing you're praying to God for is, whatever you're trusting him to do with your life or with, you know, the lives of those that are connected to you, if you had to endure your toughest seasons so that the blessing you're praying for could manifest, would you do it? And maybe your answer is, skip me on the pain, BZ. I'm cool on that. But then if you have to skip the pain and the suffering, then you also have to skip what's attached to it. You have to skip the lessons. You have to skip the blessings. You have to skip the victory. If you can't endure the valley, then the victory is not for you either. Those things are cohesive. So I just want to encourage you today that whatever you're going through, there's victory on the other side of. If you think back in your past to tough things you've endured, on the other side of those things, there's always something good, right? No matter what it is, it's all perspective. But I'm convinced that I would pick up my cross to carry over and over again, because I know what's attached to it. I know that God is using me to help others. I know that I have four daughters out here and three bonus babies. I know that I have grandchildren and I will have more grandchildren, and that there are people that will see God because of the way I've lived my life, and that people will learn because of the mistakes that I've made. And there are so many things that are attached to me because of the position God's given me in this kingdom. And the same thing goes for you. So when you get tired, when you get weary, when it feels like you can't go on, when the load has gotten too heavy, I ask that you change the way you carry it, that you change the way you look at it, that you ask for help if you must, rest if you can, but don't give up. Keep carrying your cross, friend, because a blessing is on the other side, and you are touching the lives of people you don't even know are watching. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this space. Lord, I thank you that as a country, as a world, we celebrated Easter this past weekend. And I thank you that you thought enough of us who sometimes didn't even consider you to send your son to die so that we may have eternal life and salvation. Lord, I thank you for your sacrifice for us. I thank you that Jesus didn't find it burdensome to sacrifice his life so that we could have one I don't know how much greater it can get than an eternity in heaven, Lord. So I just thank you for that. I thank you that you thought of me before I even existed. Lord, I thank you that you knew the good and the bad of me. I thank you that you saw me at my best, but understood me at my worst, and that you made a way out of no way, even when I decided against it. Lord, I thank you that we are all here right now as an opportunity to learn. Lord, as an opportunity to understand that anything that we go through in this world, you ultimately have greatness attached to. So Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you that you are the end and the beginning. Thank you that you have designed us to be the head and not the tail, Lord, that we are mighty warriors in your name, and that the kingdom is designed for a place with us in it. So Lord, I just thank you for it all today. Thank you for the opportunity to meet here. Thank you for everything that is attached moving forward, Lord, that only greatness is laid out in these spaces, Lord, that even when we're in the valley, we have all that we need. And that, Lord, the things that we learn in the valley will become valuable and maybe not even really recognized as valuable until we reach that mountaintop and where you have us to go. So we just thank you that you're going to give us the strength, the courage, the tenacity, and the resilience to endure whatever these layers of life are as we get to where we're going, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your understanding. Lord, thank you that the timing of everything that is happening in our lives could not be better, Lord. And thank you that even when we don't understand, we know that you have our best interests at heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll catch you next time on Jesus and Coffee. Share this with a friend.